to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switch. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I've got friends who've been married for over 40 years, quite a long time, and they still enjoy being with each other. They've retired. I've lost some touch with them. But there's something special about this couple. They are deeply committed to each other, and they say so publicly. In fact, I've heard the wife say, "We are together forever, whatever." I've always been impressed by this confession of love and affection. It's genuine. Doesn't mean that they're a perfect couple. They have had their disagreements and their issues. But what they do have is a deep-seated faith in each other and a love for each other, no matter the cost. I realize that not every marriage is like that. Divorce and separation is a big issue these days, and the reasons for breakup of marriage are very complex. But it doesn't mean you can disregard an attitude like this couple that I know and respect to love each other. Someone has said, I think rather jokingly or tongue-in-cheek, marriage is like flies on a screen door. Those that are in want out, and those that are out want in. Getting married's like getting a phone call in the middle of the night. First of all, you get a ring, and then you wake up, and you discover there's a lot more. Why is it that so many people who get married with such good intentions end up in a divorce or end up with disaster? I have conducted weddings for quite a lot of people over the course of my working life, and I don't ever recall a couple saying to me, "Well, our intention is to have a miserable marriage." No sensible couple wants that. But I have conducted the marriages of some people who've had a miserable marriage afterwards that has ended up in divorce, separation. Now, I'm not casting judgment on them. I'm just stating a fact. No marriage can ever be happy without one thing, and that's trust. It's central to the marriage. It was Dan Allender, the author, who said, "A marriage without trust is an empty well. It promises satisfaction, but it never delivers." You must be able to safely trust in your mate. And once that trust is lost, it has to be regained over a period of time. And trust, says Dan Allender, is earned over a lifetime through small amounts of faithfulness. You can also learn patience. You've got to learn to accept one another. You know all these differences that you intended to seek, like the person that you're going to live with, well, is the same person that he was or she was before you married him. It was the late Robertson McQuilkin. He was the president and chairman of the Columbia Christian College in the US. Robertson was an outstanding leader in the Christian sphere. He was married to Muriel. She also had her own ministry in television, radio. She was a gifted speaker. Sadly, she developed into their marriage Alzheimer's disease. It was confirmed that's what she had. And Robertson decided that he would resign the presidency of the Columbia College of the Bible so he could care for her full time. Well, the board of the college pleaded with him, saying, "You can always hire someone else to take care of her. She won't know who's taking care of her." He said, "No, I intend to resign. I've made the promise 39 years ago, till death us do part." And that's exactly what he did. So how can you have a happy marriage? Well, even in the Old Testament, it says, "A new heart I will give you. I'll keep you from having the heart of stone." A new heart. Well, do you have a new heart? The Bible says in the New Testament, John 3, verse 3, where Jesus said, "Only someone who experiences birth for a second time can hope to see the kingdom of God." That's all about being born again. Jesus died on the cross for you, for me, not just to take our sin away, but to make us new people. We are, the Bible says, new creatures in Christ, a miracle. Are you honest? And that's where it gets difficult. It's possible to have a new heart, but still not be honest. And so a marriage relationship, there really has to be honesty, doesn't it? There are people who've been married 25, 30 years and have never addressed the issues that divide them. God wants to change us in a way that will make us happy, even through the difficult days, and God promises to help. Lord, we do know that marriages can be a problem, but you are there. You are the constant one, for your word is true and reliable. You'll never let us down. Help us to build a really good marriage. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.